Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight's Intermountain Classics presents the music of Richard Strauss and Franz Joseph Haydn, as well as some very interesting and exciting excerpts from movie soundtracks. The Nelson Mass is an oratorio by Haydn, which describes Nelson's sea battle with Napoleon in the Battle of the Nile. And Strauss's Dance of the Seven Veils is the very seductive dance from his opera Salome. Also included is music from three recent movies, Paradise Road, The Stonehurst Asylum, and Suffragette. Paradise Road describes the amazing survival story of 400 women and children being held captive in a Japanese internment camp on Sumatra during World War II. The Stonehurst Asylum is the retelling of a gripping short story by Edgar Allan Poe called The System of Dr. Tarr and Professor Feather. And Suffragette tells of the struggles and eventual victories of the women suffrage soldiers in Great Britain in the early days of the feminist movement. I'm sure you will agree this is going to be a very exciting program, so stay tuned tonight and every Saturday night for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. One of the features of Intermountain Classics is to announce upcoming local concerts, plays, and other cultural attractions in the Redding and Shasta County area. Here are this week's offerings. The Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival returns to the North State for its sixth season of live performances of world-class classical chamber music. This year's festival concert offerings include two final concerts on August 26th and 27th in Weaverville and Redding, featuring Russian works by Serge Prokofiev and Dmitri Shostakovich, Dvorak's folksy Dumkey Trio, and a world premiere of the Piano Trio for Luisa, a commission by Michael Kogan of Redding, one of the music festival's sponsors. All concerts are open to the public and admission is free. Donations are happily accepted. For concert location and date and time information, please consult the festival website at trinityalpscmf.org. This summer, the Pacific Crest Music Festival will be in residence in Northern California, presenting a young artist concert and two faculty artist concerts for its fourth season. The final faculty artist concert will take place on Friday, August 19th, Saturday, August 20th, and Sunday, August 21st in Yreka, Dunsmuir, and Redding. These performances feature Patrick Dalton Holmes and George Figueroa violins, Michael Whitson viola, Laura Gainan cello, and Chahar Osai piano. The concert will include Dvorak's Piano Quintet No. 2 and Mendelssohn's String Quartet in F minor. Concert time is at 7 p.m. Good evening, and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Tonight, I have music by Richard Strauss and Franz Josef Haydn, as well as some very interesting and exciting excerpts from a couple movie soundtracks. In just about 10 minutes, we will hear the Nelson Mass, an oratorio by Haydn, which describes Nelson's sea battle with Napoleon in the Battle of the Nile. For now, let's turn to Richard Strauss and the Dance of the Veils from his opera Salome. Salome is an opera and is famous for its Dance of the Seven Veils, which refers to the dance performed by Salome before Herod Antipas as part of the biblical story of the execution of John the Baptist. The dance has been linked to the popularity of Orientalist veil dances. Here is the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Fritz Reiner, in Richard Strauss's Dance of the Seven Veils from his opera Salome.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your listener-supported community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Tonight's program has begun with a performance of The Dance of the Seven Veils from the opera Salome by Richard Strauss. Fritz Reiner and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra performed in this recording. The Missa in Angustus, or the Mass for Troubled Times, is one of 14 Masses written by Haydn. At the time he wrote this Mass, the world was in turmoil. Napoleon had won 4 major battles with Austria in less than a year. In May 1798, Napoleon invaded Egypt to destroy Britain's trade routes to the east. What Haydn didn't know when he wrote the Mass was that Napoleon had been dealt a stunning defeat in the Battle of the Nile by British forces led by Admiral Horatio Nelson. Because of this coincidence, the Mass gradually acquired the nickname Lord Nelson Mass. We now hear the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Wilcox, the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and soloists Sylvia Stallman, Helen Watts, Wilfred Brown, and Tom Kraus, performing Haydn's Mass for Troubled Times, or the Lord Nelson Mass.
Thank you. Oh, Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've just heard Haydn's Lord Nelson Mass, or the Mass for Troubled Times, as performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and soloists Sylvia Stallman, Helen Watts, Wilfred Brown, and Tom Krause. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. Second hour of our program includes music from three recent movies, Paradise Road, The Stonehurst Asylum, and Suffragette.